us now to what's happening in France, where tensions are rising, not just over events in the Middle East, but over how the French government is choosing to respond. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has announced that France will recognize a Palestinian state this September without preconditions. And that means no demand for Hamas to disarm, no insistence on the release of Israeli hostages, and no assurance that peace negotiations are even underway. The Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France has called this move a moral failing, a diplomatic mistake, and a political danger. Same time, France has suspended its Gaza refugee program after one student brought in for safety was caught praising Hitler and calling for the death of hostages. That student has since left for Qatar. With anti-Semitism on the rise and elections looming, what does all of this mean for France's Jewish community? I'm joined on the line by Robert Edgens, who is the executive director and CEO of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, known as the CRIF. Robert, it's such a pleasure to chat with you again. If I can start off by asking you, how has the Jewish community in France reacted to President Macron's decision to recognize a Palestinian state without conditions?
Good evening. I guess that the voice of the CRIF is basically the answer of the Jewish community, although, of course, there are voices which are different, which think, like President Macron, it could be a good opportunity to bring in peace. But at the end of the day, we don't believe it's a good idea. And the French Jews are very mad at President Macron.
Your organization has called this move to, quote, a moral failing. What message do you believe it sends to Hamas and to French Jews?
To Hamas gives a very bad message. It gives a message, and we're not the only ones to believe it, because you may have seen yesterday one of the officials of Hamas declare in an interview that the declaration of President Macron was a direct benefit from 7th of October. And therefore, what we say is basically what the Hamas also says. And as we have said to President Macron, when you have the extreme left and the Hamas and the Arab states on your side and most of the other states on the other side, you're not on the good side of history. And so we're very mad at President Macron. We don't understand. We don't agree with the proposal. We don't think it's bringing any chance for peace.
Do you think that this decision undermines efforts to pressure Hamas to release hostages or engage in real negotiations?
I would quote what Minister Saar this morning, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Israel, said this morning. If at least you're not helping, try not to damage the situation. And this is the way we view it. I think France had a place to add something to say and to do in the negotiation. But I think that President Macron and the government have completely underscored these possibilities and these chances for France to play a role in any negotiation.
Robert, how does this recognition, in your opinion, empower radical French parties like La France Insoumise and anti-Semitic activists in France?
Correct. This is correct. The extreme left in France has become very anti-Jewish, and we have a lot of problems with them, because they're using Gaza as a political scheme. And their anti-Semitism is just shown and growing every day.
The refugee scandal involving a Gazan student praising Hitler has obviously shocked many. What changes are you calling for in France's visa and screening policies? And if you're not calling for them, what would you like to see happen and change?
Well, we would like President Macron to keep to his word. He said 3 months ago when he proposed for the first time the creation of a Palestinian state, he mentioned conditions. Conditions were that the hostages will be freed, all of them, and that Hamas be out of the game, and that the idea of Palestinian state be demilitarized. And these conditions, even though we're not happy because it is not to France and other countries to decide the scheme of the peace between Israelis and Palestinians, I believe, like everybody, that the peace will be decided between the parties. And it's not France who will make peace or decide which country will be or not created for Palestine. And so if the conditions were there, which is basically somehow the response of the UK Prime Minister, it makes much more sense. But the fact that he decided and he announced that he would recognize the state of Palestine in September without mentioning conditions makes it totally impossible, and the voice is totally unheard either in Israel or among the people who have a chance to be around the table to discuss peace process.
Robert, what would a responsible and principled French policy towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict look like right now, in your opinion?
To my opinion, it looks like it's totally lost. And yesterday, when we saw the images of the hostage in the tunnels, President Macron came out with a beautiful message that all the hostages should be out immediately. What does he do for it? Where are his contacts with Qatar? Where is the position that France should have on the international scene? I mean, we are totally lost in his turnarounds of policies.
Robert Edgeness, the Executive Director and the CEO of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, known as the CRIF. Thank you so much for weighing in. We always appreciate talking to you. And while France's decision to recognize a Palestinian state without conditions may be framed as diplomacy, for many in the Jewish world, it feels like abandonment. So, Robert, thanks for speaking with clarity and conviction. And to our listeners, we'll keep asking questions. These are not distant headlines. They are decisions that shape our future.